Good afternoon, this is Craig Taylor. I'm joined by a number of very good friends and colleagues now from across the NHS in the southwest of the UK. I've given them the task of researching some tools, technologies and gadgets and gizmos that they've perhaps never heard of or have never thought about using. They've each selected one and this is what they have to say about it.
Hello, Jazz here. I looked at something called Meerkat, and that was a mobile app for live video streaming. So people can share it via Facebook or Twitter. So when the user logs on, they can see live streaming or they can see it at the point of access.
And I looked at SoundCloud, which is a means to record and upload sounds, which can then be shared privately or publicly via blogs. So you can you could use it to create, if you like, podcasts to embed in e-learning. You can push out audio via e-learning.
I looked at Diggo, which is a research tool and bookmarking site. It allows you to share files and add and tag useful websites and resources. You can also annotate PDFs. It would be useful if you had some pre-reading for a course and people could comment on that.
I looked at Adobe Voice. It's a free iPad app which creates animated video, and I think you could use it for storytelling and concepts.
I researched Oculus Rift, which is a device that enables the user to be transported into a virtual world. It's immersive. It's a 3D, 360 degree ocular device, and it could be used, I think, for doctor training, where they could be actually put into a patient perspective and follow the patient journey.
I looked at Wistia. It's a video hosting website where you can host videos, do lots of trend viewing, researching. Could be used to deliver courses.
I looked at wearables. They can either be worn or close to the body. There's quite a range. Watches, gloves, glasses and clothing. That's what it is. How could it be used? I've got connection, interaction, and even well-being for the organisation by making sure I'm walking.
Still.
I looked at iBeacons, which is an app that listens to signals in the real world and then uses them to display information on a mobile device. I thought that could be perfect for training, such as major incident or fire training, where you could deliver content messages to someone's device based on a scenario situation.
I looked at TinCan. It's an e-learning software that allows learning content and systems to speak to each other and track learner records. It's a successor to School.
Okay, I looked at Second Life. After realising it's not people brought back from the dead, I realised it was a learning tool which helps you to create virtual world simulation and work on whiteboards, etc.
I researched Blab. Blab is an app that allows to share video conversations, so you can see more sides than one side of the conversation at once. Quite interestingly, it started out 120 days ago as a Slack integration.
Mine was Blab as well.
As above.
Yes.
I looked at Periscope, which comes from Twitter, and they describe it as the closest thing to teleportation. Synchronous video streaming that people can respond to, and it's available for up to, which I particularly liked, it's available for up to 24 hours, which saves the, oh, I'll look at that when I've got time thing, because you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, that's all, folks.